What is up, everybody? So, it is currently 11:07 p.m. I just got, I really think, and I'm like, I need to do this earlier. Because right now, it is pretty late for school night, at least. Truthfully, I was thinking, I was like, we're probably going to get a two-hour delay. We're really going to get a two-hour delay. Please get a two-hour delay. But if that doesn't happen, you know, I guess I will be content because I'm finally feeling like I'm starting to get in a routine, and that's cool. But yeah, 11:07 p.m. on a school night. I'm just getting started with this vent session, which is what we're going to talk about today, is why it is important to vent. So we all have really good days and really good and really bad days. And it's weird because, like, we, you know, as teachers, I feel like if you let the profession, it can really become your life. And it really just consumes every single thing in your life. So, like, you wake up, you eat, sleep, breathe, anything, education, which is honestly not a good thing. You gotta have a life outside of your work, you know, and being a teacher, it becomes your identity at times, which is something that I've recognized in a lot of educators growing up. And, you know, I see them hit really low lows, but their highs are also really high, you know. But I think it's important, number one, for you to remember as an educator, like, or as someone working in the profession of teaching, like, you are a human, you know, you're a human first before you were a teacher. And so it's like, you need to do things that make you feel human. So that whenever you go home, don't bring that stuff with you home. Sometimes it will, like, sometimes there's just things that we got to do at home, like certain trainings or whatever. But if you can do it at work, you know, like, get it done during a planning period, get it done during a time where you're able to do so, you know. Just get it done then. It's real easy for us to sort of be like, oh my gosh, I have so much stuff to do. And every time you get home, you're just doing stuff off the clock, away from home. But it's like, nah, you are a human. So that's why I think it's important to vent. On those really good days, just like the really bad days, you want to remember, those good days, go tell somebody about it. I mean, I felt like, you know, something I did was I had a really, really good day of teaching one day. And I went and I talked to my colleagues about it. And it was really good for me to do that, I felt like, because even though it was a really good day, you can ride that high for the rest of the day. And then the next day, if it's awful, boom. You know, you hit, like, emotionally, you're like, well, yesterday was just such amazing, but it's like, it's a new day, you know? And so I think even on the good days, like, go tell someone about it and don't just keep it to yourself, because, like, you know, you want to leave it at the job as much as you can. Like, yeah. And so the good days, go tell someone about it. And then on the bad days, please go tell somebody about it. Please, we all gotta let it go. We really gotta let it go. Just let it out. I mean, I can't tell you how many times when I first started teaching, which I'm still a pretty young teacher. I'm talking like I've been teaching for 18 years. Nah, it ain't been that long. I have been teaching a while, but not as like a licensed school teacher. Like, I'm still relatively new in the field. I feel like I have quite a bit of experience, but the bad days, like, it's so easy to let those go home, like, carry those home with you as well. And it's something that, you know, I've been learning to go and just tell someone about it at school, just to vent and get it off of me, you know, because if you get in the car and you just let that fester and then you get home and you tell someone at home, or even worse, if you don't have anyone at home to talk to, because then it's just stuck with you. So it's really, really, really important to have some sort of community or person around you that you can just like vent to and talk about the day with, anything good, anything bad, because you got to let it go. One of the best pieces of advice that I've gotten is from like mentor of mine 2 years ago. He told me that you should make time in your week for reflection, and that reflection time, you know, just schedule it and do absolutely nothing. Just sit or go for a walk, but you need to be doing like something to help you kind of clear your mind and just think about things that are going well, things that are going bad, things that are you want to improve. But and it shouldn't be a super long time, just like 30 minute reflection block, just so you can take some time to get whatever it is you're thinking about off of you. Maybe even if you gotta go a little longer, 45 minutes, but taking that time to sort of reflect over the week to see what went well, what went poorly. And then also taking time to like make time to vent with friends about what's happening in your week, because you gotta talk about it if you want to be in it long term. You got to get it off your chest. You got to bounce ideas. You got to get people to come, like, come together so, and, like, hear what you're saying. People to be like, yeah, actually, I think you might be being a little soft. Or you might have people say, no, I think you're right about this. You just got to, you know, this actually is a problem. Let's figure out how we can fix it together, you know. But venting is so important. Like, and also, but to the comment I said earlier about being human, me personally, I'm a big mixed martial arts fan. So I love UFC. I love like watching UFC fights and keeping up with the fighters. I think it's super awesome. And like, so when I go home, something I like to do is turn on like a UFC news show or something, just to kind of get me away from education. And like, you know, I'm not sitting here like I'm violent, but there was definitely times where I left a staff meeting and went alone in my room and started punching the air because I was just pissed off because I heard IEP 347 times. I mean, I wasn't punching anything in particular, just sometimes you gotta punch the air a little bit. But that's why venting is, you know, so important. You know, you won't feel like you need to punch the air a little bit. So, you know, as somebody that's a young teacher trying to figure it out, if there's any advice I could give to any of my, like, friends or people who are interested in the field, first thing I would say is please go find you a community. And you want to make sure it's the right people. There might be some people that are really high strung that just stress you out even more. It's okay to be like, hey man, you're awesome, but maybe I need to find a different group of people to hang out with. Make sure to see people that compliment you and what it is that you want to do, and they're helping you grow just like you're going to be helping them grow. Because, you know, iron sharpens iron. So you want to be with people that are going to help you. And so that's the first thing I'll say is find your community. And two, vent to each other. You know, tell them about the bad days. But more importantly, in a way, tell them about the good days, because those are the days that are really, really, really encouraging. And that helps people sort of, and that encourages people and it helps them, you know, feel better about what they're doing as well, you know. And you never know what that good day, who it might spark, how it might make them feel, what they might be thinking. And so you never know what the good days might do. And the bad days, venting about those will definitely help you. Anyhow, I'm not going to be punching the air. I think that's the end of this short. I don't know, I've been thinking about changing the name to The Vent, because these feel more like, not really vent sessions, just kind of like my thoughts, but it's kind of like a vent, you know, but I call them shorts because they're not whole podcast episodes. I don't know, we'll see, whatever. Either way, thank you so much for listening, I hope you all have an amazing day. I'm going to get this posted and then go get some rest. Y'all have a blessed night. See you.